8:07. That's a good one, because that's 7:08 backwards, and we all know what 7:08 means around here. And if you don't, figure it out. Either way, 8:07, 7:08, that is not the actual time. The real time is 19:30 UTC. Or it might be 19:31 UTC by now, but who's keeping track? I should be. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, because it always starts at 19:30 UTC. I'm drinking tea. And it's good, but it's not that good. Because this is like the 8th infusion. This is some Jinjin Mei. And I was drinking this all day yesterday. And last night I thought, oh, I'll save the leaves because maybe I'll get one more infusion out of it. And, well, this morning I have made one more infusion out of it. And, yeah, no, it's kind of not all there. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because we have special tea episode of Dubious Goals today. I'm pretty happy. But before we do any of that, before I even get into any of that craziness, we gotta go to the numbers. So, hey numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 217, number 282, number 397, number 510, number 558, number 589, number 823, number 878, number 948. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. Those were some good numbers today, weren't they? Yes, they were. All right, so now we got to get down to some dubious business. Some dubious tea drinking business. And other tea-related activities. Such as, but not limited to, opening this box. Yes, look at this. I got a box. I got a small cardboard box in front of me that arrived on my doorstep this morning, frightening me greatly as I thought I was being, I don't know, invaded by the cops again or something, I don't know. But it turns out, no, it wasn't the cops. It was just my friendly neighborhood postal carrier who has brought me this box. Is it a dubious box? Well, it's obviously on the Dubious Goals Committee, so it must be a dubious box, but no, it is not. It is clearly marked where it is from. It says, to October Revolution Dubois, at my address, United States of America. And then some barcodes and numbers. And then it says, from Li Bao, number 88, Huang Kiaolu Lanashi Hangzhoushi Zhejiangsheng, China. Then a phone number that's like 14 digits long. Yes, straight from China, I have received a box. What could it possibly be? Prepare the knife. The knife is ready. This is a small box that is approximately 5 inches by 6 inches by 8 inches, and it's bulging. It's not even like a box. That's just a rectangular prism that was wrapped in cardboard poorly. And there's lots of tape. There's lots of tape. I'm going to have to be doing a lot of cutting. I can't figure out where the lid of this box is. How do I open this box? Don't need to cut this. And this is beautiful because there's lots of very interesting, like, Chinese packing tape that is, you know, warning me of something. You know, do not drop. Do not crush. I am not a postal worker. This does not pertain to me. Okay, I have cut all the tape. Where is the part of the box that opens? Oh, it must be this part. Okay. Yes, this is harder than it sounds. Because there's lots of trickiness and tape. And oh, yes, we've got the box open. All right. Got to put the knife back in my pocket because I got to take that back upstairs. Because I might need it later. Or I might not. I'm going to leave it here. All right, so let's open this box. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee may remember a couple months ago when I said I ordered some tea. Why do I get the feeling that this is my tea? Because it came from China. That's why. The irony is on the outside where it says description of content, or description of contents, it says tea tools. Oh, and look who arrived. Hi, Peppa. You want to get in a tea box? I think my cat wants to get in this box. There's some interesting packaging material. Interesting bubble wrap. Here, Peppa, I'll put the box over here. It should be just the right size for you to... Oh, don't run away. That's a perfect size box for getting your kitty ass into. All right, so now I've got some kind of thing that's... wrapped up in a lot of bubble wrap. Bubble wrap. Everybody likes bubble wrap. Oh, and it's taped. So I will require the knife again, and I will require drinking the last of this ginger me. Oh, it's good. I mean, it's pretty good. It's getting weak. But I did save the leaf. We'll make that into iced tea later. All right, so we got the bubble wrap unwrapped. Oh, don't tell me they taped it more than once. Oh, those creative bubble wrappers. Okay, now I gotta get out the old knife again here. Okay, so it looks like we need to cut it here. Stab, stab, stab. This is not the proper way to use a knife, Tobe. Oh, I know. It would appear that I have some kind of tin. Oh, and there's more tape on the bottom. Okay, I'm figuring something out. I may have solved the problem. No, I just took off a piece of tape. I have solved nothing. Oh, and there's something else in this wrapping stuck in here. What is this little rectangular thing that looks like a pat of butter? You know how you go to some nice restaurants and you get the... And some crappy restaurants, too, and you get the butter, the individually wrapped pat of butter. It's wrapped up in, like, foil. That's what this looks like. And I love those little pats of butter. It always makes me laugh. Seems to be another one in here. What is with the deal with all this tape? Okay, the good news is there's no shortage of packing tape in China. So in case you need anything shipped from China, do not worry that they might not tape it well. Good Lord, they might not tape it well enough. They have perfected the art of packing tape. Okay, so, well, now we're not quite done yet, are we? I thought we had made it, but no, but we've made progress. What I have managed to do is remove another two layers of bubble wrap. I'm feeling like I'm winning, and now we just have this sort of plastic bag that is also well taped. Okay, come on. Let's get the tape thing going. All right, so knife, knife, knife. And I'm taking out one of these little things. It looks like, if I didn't know better, I would think this was candy. Maybe it is candy. Maybe they sent me some bonus candy because they said, oh, it's Tobe and he's awesome. Get out of the damn bag, he says. Okay, finally. Whew. All right, what's this pat of butter? I don't know. I have a feeling it is tea, though, because there's a date on it. 2003. This is some kind... Oh, and then of course, yeah, here it's it says tea right here. Cha. And here's another one. So I got these two little things that kind of look like wrapped up butter or candies. And apparently these are tea samples. Excellent. Tiny little tea samples that are very cute, and I like them. And I love the wrapping. I love the packaging. I love the packaging. Okay. But the big package, oh, is this big old tin. Look at this Mongo tin. I have in my hands a tea tin that is the size of a 3-pound coffee can, if you remember, or if you're old enough to remember what those look like. And I cannot read what this says because I cannot read Chinese. But this says tea right here. This is the kanji for tea, and this is the kanji for tea down here. What kind of tea is it? Well, you should be remembering that I ordered Da Hong Pao. And so here I am, sitting here with a half a jing of Da Hong Pao. And man, oh man, does it look awesome. I might have to take some photographs of this or something. And this tin is cool. It kind of reminds me of an old-fashioned milk can. It's sort of a dark battleship gray. It's dull. It's got a red label with black lettering. And we can take the lid off. And we take off the inner lid. And, oh my goodness, look in here. We got a lot of tea. I got so much Dong Pao, it's not even funny. Yes, I am so winning right now. It's just stupid. It is just downright stupid. All right. So, if you had half a jing of Da Hong Pao, what would you be doing with it? Would you be drinking it? Yeah, I would be too. So, the first thing we need to do is the cat's going to get into this plastic. So, let's move some of this stuff so she doesn't get all giggity-wiggity. And that means then we just need to go upstairs. So, let's grab the teacup. Oh, wait, kitty poop sounds. Kitty poops. Yay! That was fun. Oh my goodness, we haven't had any kitty poop sounds in so long. So now I'm going to be making tea. Well, it smells a little bit cat poopy. Well, but the kitty box is down here and we need to go upstairs. So let's grab the teacup, grab the tea, and let's run upstairs here. Dun, 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 dun. Where, coincidentally, I just happen to have a big pot of water already boiling. I set that on low as soon as we started the show and let that work its way up, and it is to temperature. So let's open the bag that's in this tin. Oh my God. Oh, stick your nose in there. Oh, holy crap. Oh my God, it's good stuff. Okay, so let's put the filter in the thing. Let's start throwing some leaf in here. Oh, this is some beautiful leaf. This is some beautiful Dong Hong Pao. Big, big leaves with rolliness. And yeah, there's buttage in here. There's little buds. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, let's wrap that up. I didn't bring the lid up here. We'll worry about that in a second. We can kill the water. Let's take the lid. off the boiling water. Put that in the sink. Okay, where's my filter holder? Here it is. All right, we are ready to pour. The one-handed ultra danger pour of the new Dahang Pao. So, into the pot it goes. And I'm spilling tons of it. And I spilled it all onto the stove that was hot, so it's boiling off. 3, 1,000, 4,000, 5,000, 1,000, 6,000, 1,000, 7,000. I'm pulling it right here. Yeah, okay. Beautiful thing. Put the lid on the teapot. Now, here's what we need to do. We need to move it so I can grab this paper towel and clean up some of this water I spilled, because I spilled it everywhere. And we're going to take this cup and put it in the sink, because that's a little stained because I was drinking ginger mayo in it all day yesterday. We're going to grab one of the little tasters. We're going to grab one of the little tiny cups. And it's brand new. It's nice and clean. We're going to pour the tea. Here we go. The first tea pour into the tiny cup. Oh, you can barely hear anything. All right, let's take a look at this. Oh, it's a beautiful amber straw color. It's got some little bubbles on the top. We got a little bubbliness. And my teapot's happy. It's making happy sounds. Listen to the teapot. Those are the happy sounds. I'm going to stick my nose in this leaf. Oh my, wow. Whoa. Oh, that's got a deep, the deep oxidized kind of, fluffiness. And fluffiness is not the word I'm looking for. I'm just sticking my nose into the filter. What is that? It reminds me of, it's deep, it's good, and it reminds me of autumn. It reminds me of burning leaves. No, decaying leaves, decaying autumn leaves in the rain-soaked gutter. All right, let's taste this. Let's drink this bad boy. Oh my God. Holy crap. More. I don't even know what I'm tasting here. I don't understand what is happening in my tea brain. Wow. What is that flavor? It tastes like okay, it's very Dahang Pao to begin with. All right, so it has that sort of I know, it's popcorn. It's freaking popcorn. Yeah. Okay, so we got that Dahang Pao oolong sort of vibe going. But on top of that, there's this flavor of, I'm not kidding, it's like popcorn. Or, what else? What does that remind me of? It's very that toasted grain kind of vibe to it. Yeah, very much so. Toasted grain and what else? What is that back? What is that? I cannot identify. It's got this heavy, heavy creaminess. It's like wheat, creamy wheatness. It's like bread. It's like bready. Good bread, not crappy bread, not American sliced bread in plastic bags. Like the taste of a baguette an hour after it has come out of the oven. It also tastes... Well, wait. Not quite like a baguette. If I'm going to compare this to French bread, I would almost say like a croissant. Yeah, because there's this buttery smoothness to it. There's this smoothness that tastes like butter or milk fat. Buttery wheat. Wow. Holy crap. This is crazy. This is the craziest craziness that I've ever crazed upon crazy Fanuch Gedingens. Speaking of Gedingens, what's my cat doing? What are you doing down there? Now I gotta figure out where I'm going to put this giant tin of tea. And I'm trying to look in my tea drawer, but my cat is now sitting here. Yeah, you can't get... There's no place for a kitty to go in there because it's already full of tea. Yeah, we're not going to be able to put the tin in here either. Oh, I love this tin. I wish I could buy some tins like this that were empty because I've got some big bags of tea that I hate the fact that they're in giant plastic bags when I should probably have them in something awesome. You know, like a big tin. So what does this say? What does this big ol' can say? Alright, so this is obviously a brand over here, and I'm trying to get something else to compare it to. So this is... Yeah. This is a brand name across the top, or not a brand name so much as... You know, a farm or a plantation that this stuff came off of. This is super happy. What is this big old paragraph? Well, guess what? I guess I'm just going to have to take a picture of this stuff so I can send it to my personal Chinese language translator. So, you know, Minran, if you're listening, check your email. Well, I can tell you right now, I'm going to enjoy. Oh, yeah. Drinking this for the rest of the day. Wow. This is crazy. This is just absolute insanity. This is a... Wow, the smell. The smell reminds me of... What... It's not something burning. Is it like burnt wood? No. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. Maybe it's just too early. Maybe you're thinking, oh, Tub, you're just confused because the cat just pooped and now you have kitty poop smells. No, that's not it. Man, this is good. This is a little bit better than that other Dahong Pao that I have. Oh, man, this is... I can't get enough of it. Ooh, this is getting me together. I feel like the day is coming together for me now with all this tea. I got a lot of tea drinking to do today. It didn't rain last night. It might still rain. It looks like it's kind of going to rain, so... We're not looking for mushrooms today. I don't know what we're doing today. We might as well listen to some music while we drink some tea. Yeah, and if I'm going to be drinking this delicious tea, I'm going to need some tea drinking music. But we've got a hardware failure here, kids. Are we going to get any of this to actually work? Maybe. We'll be right back.
の見た目は証拠を言ったりきたりの多いな道中あいつもこいつもみんなで集まる戦車行進ワンツーサンシー戦場門をくぐり抜けて安楽城
So done. Yeah, that was Wagaki Bando. I do love Wagaki Bando. And that was their song Senbon Sakura. I don't know what that means. I think it means 10,000 cherry blossoms or 1,000 cherry blossoms because everything in Japan is about cherry blossoms and mahjong. And that's what I got to do. I got to get back to watching my mahjong game that I started last night. So I got to go. You've been listening to Dubious Goals Tea Committee, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to drink tea and leave.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.